ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host. Every week, we are twice a week, actually, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Mountain Time and Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. We dive into topics that help us to better understand our relationship with fear, but also help us to unravel the truth of our lives and unravel those beliefs and ideas that kind of keep us from being all that we can be, and learning how to change that relationship so that we excel in our personal experience, but from the inside, not from grinding it out, but from finding alignment and finding that connection that allows us to live in an inspired place to create the life that we really want for ourselves. And to that end, as you can see, I'm surrounded by the excitement of my new book, Fear is a Choice. I am really super excited. Excuse me just one second. Forgot to close the end there. I am super excited. The book is releasing at the end of the month. Fear is a Choice is a powerful, powerful book. And I say that because it's all about changing your relationship with fear. As you travel through this book, you're going to learn about the evolution of fear in the human experience, and how fear is something that is learned. It's something that we are trained to, not something that is organic to our experience. And this book really dives into that and helps to unfold the understanding so that you can understand where the foundation of fear comes from, but then how it interacts with you. How does it happen in your experience? And then what can you do? What steps can you take to find a new relationship with it? Because what I can tell you is once you shift from that fear-based reality into an opportunity-based reality, everything changes. And your life becomes a process of ease and flow and inspiration that's not about being passive, and it's not about being not engaged. It's actually the most engaged. I find in my own life experience that I am more connected and more engaged, but less intense and less topsy-turvy, you know. My flow, I stay with my flow instead of this to this to this to this, you know, where you feel like you're constantly in a battle. No grind going on. But fear is a choice. Unraveling the illusion of our separation from love. I encourage you, please go to www.adventuresintruth.com. You'll see a whole section there. You can order through Barnes & Noble, through Amazon. You can order the ebook. Pre-orders are still happening now, and the book is going to be published, and pre-orders will ship on the 29th, the end of this month. I can't believe it. Getting some amazing pre-launch reviews, which I shared on the last show, but just some really powerful impact. It just such an overwhelming experience to have something like this show up in my world, to be able to, as I say, to be able to translate it, to be able to bring it into the world and have it have the impact that I felt it could have is such an awesome, awesome experience. So www.adventuresintruth.com, check it out. Come get the book. You'll love it. And I'm sure it will change your life, because it will change your relationship with fear. And on that note, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Anna, fine. Good morning. Welcome back, everybody. And welcome to the show, Shelly and Teen Shelly. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm glad to be here.
Good, good.
Talking about this. It's important.
Talking about this, yes. Very happy to, interesting as Shelly and I were talking about, coming back to talk about the sort of the roadmap of what's happening right now with regard to the planets, particularly Mars going retrograde, and some of the influences from the outer planets with Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus. And there's a lot of really good information here. And remembering that the astrological perspective is really about helping us understand the roadmap of the energies that are currently influencing our experience. And those energies are so profound, but they're all impacting in a little bit different way because it's coming through the filter of our own personal experience. So there's kind of this interesting dynamic and dance that goes on. Mm-hmm. And part of that in our conversation was recognizing that, isn't this interesting? This whole time frame is really reflecting this fear is a choice model that we get to really look at all of the things we're being confronted with and decide how we want to interact with them and how we want to be affected or not affected. How do we want to interact and all that? So this is going to be a great conversation, and I'm excited to have you here because your depth of knowledge of this is awesome, and we seem to speak a very similar language. So
we do. I agree. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about that came up for me when we were discussing this and I was musing on it is what you say is so true. The energy is energy. The energy is from the planets that are in our birth charts and the energy that's going on now. And it runs a gamut of, you know, positive, you could say, to negative expression. Mm-hmm. So that's where you hop in on the choosing. And fear it is something that we all have. You know, it's not something that you can say, I'm never afraid, you know, because you, like everyone else, came into a body. And the minute you got here, you realized you needed help to survive. And so not having that is really the genesis, I think, of fear, the thought that one might not get what one needs to survive, mm-hmm. whether that's conscious or not, usually not consciously. So we go through different things and that generates, the more fear we have, the more anger we may also experience.
Mm-hmm. Good
because
point.
Your book mentions that, you know, fear is an underlying thing that separates you from the truth, which is the love that is the nature of all the energy that's keeping everything going.
Yes.
Which is named a lot of names, you know. And so one of the things I was looking at was the fact that there are two signs that are associated and two planets that are associated with fear.
Cool. Can I ask a favor?
Yes.
Can we hold that for the other side of the map? Because we're going to get into the meat of this topic and I want everybody to be completely present and focused.
Oh,
and like we always do, we have to take a moment to have a little bit of meditation to bring us all on the same lane for a little while.
Okay. Very good. I'm fine with meditating.
Right on. So we're just going to take a quick moment to focus here. Shelly, we'll be right back. And part of that focus is just getting present with now, getting present with us in this moment as best as you can, and let yourself feel your body. Let's bring all of your awareness. Because, you know, we get up in the day and we start to focus and we start to scatter a little. And I'm going to encourage you to find the moment. And if it's now, and if you can recreate it in your next now, tomorrow, find that moment of quiet, that moment of connection where you can just gather all your parts and pieces, focus your energy, and bring that focus to bear on your life and on whatever it is you're attending to. And today, if it's attending to our show, then come on and join us in this lane. Get yourself aligned and focused and be ready to hear some and to interact with some pretty amazing information. But in order to do that, we want to get real in touch with the body, get real in touch with being present and now. So if you can, close your eyes or create a soft focus. And just become aware of your body. Bring all of your attention and awareness away from everything else and focus it in your body. Just feel how your body feels in this moment. Let your awareness travel. Maybe start at the top of your head and just in the inside. You're experiencing this from the inside. So inside, all of your awareness is just moving gently through the body, down through the head and the neck and the shoulders. And just be aware, how does it feel? As you bring awareness, do you find yourself relaxing more? Or do you find yourself in tension? What do you find as you bring awareness into your experience? No judgment, just awareness. If you're noticing there's some resistance, it's just a part of the process. Just be with it, breathe into it. If you feel a little resistance, just focus your awareness in your breath. And a nice, easy breath into that space, expand it, let it relax. Continuing your awareness as it moves through your body. How does your elbow feel? How does your knee feel? How does the middle of your thigh feel? I know that sounds funny. Just bear with me and just bring awareness. Just build that relationship on the inside. And as you bring that awareness, as you've moved through the body, focus that awareness into the heart, into the center of your chest. And become aware of your breath. We're going to focus on our breath. Because as a foundation for wellness, breath is the foundation. Breath is that thing that we do the most on this planet. Every single human being breathes. And when we are conscious of how we use our breath, when we are conscious of how we breathe, and we are interacting with that process of breath, we are becoming more conscious, we are becoming more powerful in our ability to shift state, to elevate our vibration, and we set the foundation for the mind to be enrolled in the process of the breath and the soul. Remember, breath is all about energy. Breath is all about prana and life force. So we're going to do a breathing process. We're going to inhale to a count of four. We're going to reach the top at full. We're going to hold and rest into that fullness. And then we're going to exhale from the mouth to a count of six. Because we want to purge all of that old breath and energy out of the system, out of the lungs, so that we make plenty of room for all kinds of new life force and prana and chi and energy coming in as we take that breath and feeling it expand through our bodies. So we inhale to four, fully expansion, resting at the top, feeling that fullness, purging all of that old air and energy out all the way down to a count of six, and then resting at the bottom in the emptiness. Relax into the emptiness, and then consciously re-engage the breath as you expand, okay? So all of that focus now is into the heart space. You're focusing on your breath. What is your breath doing right this minute? How does it feel? Are you satisfied with the breath? Does it fill you or is it shallow? Notice, does your breath seem to expand in 360 degrees or is it just a light lift in the chest? Just notice. As you become more conscious of your breath, you begin to open and expand in different ways in your body. So observe that as we go through this process. And now bringing all awareness to the breath, we're going to begin with the inhale. Relaxing an inhale, two, three, four. Relaxing at the top, full, and then release from the mouth. Two, three, four. Five, pushing all of that old air out. Six, and now resting in the void, resting in the emptiness. Consciously open and inhale. Two, filling all the way. Three, completely full. Four, and then relax in the fullness. Relax in the fullness. And then release from the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six. And in that emptiness, relish, relax. engage and expand, open and inhale, 2, 3, 4 at the top, we're full and resting, relaxing, and then releasing, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, one more time together, resting at the bottom, resting in emptiness. And then engage and inhale, 2, 3, and 4, filling all the way as we rest at the top, and then release from the mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, taking that moment in the emptiness to relax and enjoy, and then allow the air to continue. Continue in the rhythm, continue in your connection. Filling all the way up, resting, being so conscious of this whole process and feeling the energy and the juice that it provides as you take in all of that energy, as you release all of the old stuff. But even more importantly, remembering at fullness and at emptiness that you can completely relax and be good in all cycles, be at peace in all parts of the cycle. And as you continue to breathe, as you continue to focus, take in these words, let them move through your consciousness. Don't attach, just be aware. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized, and from that I create, expand, and engage. I am. And feel the breath. Feel the breath fill you completely as you take in that I am. Feel the clarity and the satisfaction of that peace, of that connection. And now letting your awareness expanding back out of the body, bringing you fully present to this moment, to this connection, to this conversation. As we do a deep dive here into all that is current astrology and looking at how fear is a choice in every aspect of our lives. So let's bring Shelley back to the show. Hi, Shelley again.
Hi.
Let's pick up where we left off.
It's mellow.
So we were talking.
Great.
Mellow's good.
So what we just did was a connection that astrologers would look at through Pisces and Neptune as spiritual event in spirit, in breathing. And that also is one of the signs, though, Pisces, that deals with fear. And
yes.
And that is something that not a lot of astrologers, including myself, have been focusing on lately. Because the aspect that Neptune is making is a good one. It's positive. It's a sextile, helpful 60 degree aspect to the planets in Capricorn, which is the other sign that's associated with fear, Saturn and Neptune, both. In the Saturn, fear is fear of the worldly things. As you say, we're in the material realm now. So
that becomes a lot about fear of authority, right? Fear
also, of. Yes. Authority is in that realm because that's the outer world realm, Capricorn. So it's also fear, though, through Neptune, which is dissolving and confusion. The fantasy fears.
Yeah, I find for me, Neptune is all about illusion and the illusions that are created. And so as you're speaking, the fear of all of the illusions that we've created.
Now, one of the things that I found interesting about this is that we can use that positive Neptune energy, like you just were sharing with us, that's a positive way to re-engage and remember. And that dispels our fear and puts us back into that heart energy of love. But one of the things that I found interesting about the sextal is that we are being bombarded with fears now. Mm-hmm. And so it is actually assisting a certain level to bring forth the anger and the not grounded self. We talked about the paradigm shift the last time I was on. Mm-hmm. And that was about engaging the authority of self, which is hard to do when you're frightened. Mm-hmm. And when you're frightened, you're looking for the good mommy or good daddy to help you. Come help me.
Yeah, if I could throw something in here.
Sure.
Strikes me as this. So the idea, we're confronted with all kinds of different things. And I'm going to use specific examples because our president is going off the rails to be as negatively influencing as possible.
Right.
And that negative influence is designed to stimulate fear. It's designed to make you afraid of anything and everything so that you question anything and everything.
Right.
But what I want to say about this is something that I find very significant is on the spiritual side, there is a lot of activity about conspiracy theories, and those are just as dangerous and just as fear-driven, whether they sound spiritual or not. They are fear-driven from the opposite perspective, from the other end of the pendulum,
yes,
as a way of offsetting that intense, yes, negativity. And what I would like to say for my listeners and viewers is that the perspective of, for me, of this show is that we are in a time of great change, and what we are getting the opportunity to do is either change your vibration or not. And to me, it's that simple. It's that easy. It's that clear. Either get off your butt and change your vibration to a space that is not fear-driven, or continue to live in that dynamic. And those realities are separating and changing. Those realities will no longer be in the same sphere. So choose wisely. It isn't that there is a bad choice. It's understand what the choice is. It's not Democrat, Republican. It's not Trump, somebody else. It's none of that. That's all story and game designed to stimulate your evolution, designed to stimulate you to get back to you. And what you have on one side is a government that is attempting to derail your process with yourself. Don't allow it to happen. Stay connected, stay focused. You still make decisions based on your own clarity that align with something of that energy. It doesn't mean bad or wrong, just make focus on the change that's about, that what the change is really about, which has nothing to do with all the nonsense that's being spewed all over the place. Anyway, sorry, I wanted to lay that foundation because it's important.
Thank you for saying it instead of me. I mean, that needs to be said because when you mention that certain people who are involved in spiritual conspiracy ideas, I think it's because there's a ringer in one of the topics that goes back to something that caused a lot of fear for them in their own lives.
Yeah.
And they think that there's a savior. And, you know, the savior are the ones that teach you how to go in and find your own strength. Those
exactly.
are the saviors, not outer images, you know. And I think it's an interesting thing that the distortion, and Neptune has a lot to do with distortion of even some of the great teachings in certain, you know, methods and religions that can be sort of manipulated.
Well, and that's a whole influence. That's Neptune being of higher learning and all of that at the same time, the dispelling or enhancing illusion. And how interesting is it that you get to see the illusion of both ends and everywhere in between. And it's like, where do I look? Where do I look? Right here.
Right. That's where you look. That's where you always look. And Jupiter, being direct, finally. Thank you. Is about expanding consciousness and expanding perception. Negatively, Sagittarian is dogma. So we're also being asked now to reawaken. And with Mars retrograde, one of the great things about a retrograde planet is that it does go within. It internalizes. So you can start to look back over some of the experiences where you felt your own rage or even hatred come up. We don't like to see ourselves as having those kinds of negative feelings, but if you dig down and you want to be honest with the self, you can see it, you know. Yep. And then, and only then, can you actually choose again. You can make a new idea. You don't have to beat yourself up. You can say, okay, I see that now, mm-hmm. and I will do better. That's all you have to agree to. Do better.
Ultimately, yep.
You know,
I wanted to throw into this, if I could here, this junction with Mars. So you were talking about internal and external. This for the listeners, so that you may not be at depth or any large depth with this astrological process. That's okay. What we want to do is make sure that you get all of the foundational understanding of this energy, and it may lead you to want to explore more, which is great because it's a very valuable thing. But understand internal planet, Mars being internal. So all of this aggressive energy being stimulated on the inside, while all of your issues with authority and illusion are being stimulated on the outside by the outer planets that Shelley's talking about. So you've got Neptune and illusion, and you've got the authority with Saturn and some of the other influences. And so here is this push-pull of what a great recipe to stimulate every possible fear you could think of and to get you in a place of agitation internally about all of this stuff, because it's about changing your vibration. It's not about fixing things. The change in vibration is what fixes things. I was on a thought storm yesterday. I don't know if you're familiar with thought storm, but thought storm is a thing you do in a group online. And it's basically people from all over the world. I was on this thing with like 15 or 20 people that from New Zealand to England to other places in the United States. And the idea is to come to these corecepts. So the group focuses on a specific question, and the specific question to create the corecept was about what desires do we have in common. And one of the things that happened for me in that process was we took a moment to just connect within the group, meaning there was so much talk about out there and in the world and the world's going to change, and we're going to change the world. And if we influence the world, and I said, wait, time out. What if this is about us cohesing as this group and having this group become a full expression of whatever, all these tendrils coming together in this fine, awesome channel of energy that we're now focusing and directing into the world. And so we took this moment in this thing, and we're feeling our way into that. And the moderator came out of that silence and asked the question, what is the desire? What is our greatest desire as a group? And as I was sitting there, all of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with this unbelievable experience of love that I've never felt before. And the answer to the question was, all I wanted to do was love you. That was everything that I could possibly want out of anything, was to be able to love you. And you being capital Y, you. So it wasn't limited to one specific. But I bring that up because it was so dispelling of so many things and the confusion and lack of clarity and frustration that these energies present, that when you focus into that place and hit that love zone, when you hit that place of connection and you're just beaming that energy, you are now change. You are now the instrument of change, and you don't have to do anything except show up in your beingness and then let that inspire what you do next. That's what takes us up the ladder from the illusion of Neptune, the restriction of Saturn, the battle of Mars. That's what elevates our experience. Sorry, co-opted you there for a second, but I'll take a step back and I'll go ahead.
Well, you know, what was interesting to the astrologer listening to you, who agrees with you, Mars is about our passion and our desire also. So you were going inside, and this is the thing about the retrograde being internalized, the retrograde, RE, right? So you review, you re-experience, you redirect. Retrograde is anything with those, you know, kinds of energies. So yes, they're going to rattle the cage. The cages are rattling all over the place, and Mars retrograde is going to make some challenge aspects. Again, it's going to revisit squares or challenge aspects to those Capricorn planets. Then it'll go direct and revisit the one to Pluto again. But while we are in the re space, we're also revisiting some of the things that we did. Right? So it's not all outside. It's like, how did you act in this situation? You know, like on Facebook, I used to get engaged in argument about topics, you know, did it get me anywhere? Let's see. Maybe a little indigestion. You know, I mean, it didn't, nobody moves during those kinds of, you know, so yeah, it's really important also, again, to just take a look at that self. And when you do see that, I think that is when you get to that point. I really desire peace. I really desire harmony. I really desire love. And I don't get it by combat. That's excellent. Not
let's, let's carry that. Let's carry that theme over on the other side of the break. I'm going to take a quick break. Okay. And I want to dive more into that because I think that that will help our guests a lot to, or our listeners a lot to being able to take steps into how to shift themselves in this space.
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a moment, about a minute. Right, we are back and having a great conversation here, looking at both the, Shelley was focusing us into the more positive aspects of the internal planet with Mars. And you'll notice, I have to address it because I was just having fun with it. I say Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. For those who don't understand the reference, it's a Brady Bunch reference from back when I was a kid. But it was, it just so clearly spoke to me about that dynamic of Mars where you're, you know, where there's that aggression and that victimhood and that back and forth that we seem to go through internally when we're confronted with stuff. And so it was just a bit of amusement. So if you didn't get it, hopefully you get it now. But but Shelley, back to you. Let's talk some more about the positive influences here and how we move forward with these.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that every opportunity for growth is the kind of thing that should be taken to get to what you were just talking about earlier, the level of energy that is needed. You know, I mean, I see so much of the fear being focused now and the anger going along with it. You know, you have fires. For instance, Mars is a fire planet. It's in its own sign, which is a fire sign. And so the igniting of flames is also something that we are dealing with Mars
everywhere.
And Aries. And the more anger is generated over the situations, I mean, you know, now you have people fighting over whether it's climate or arsonists or, you know, and people want to take sides right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, also we're coming into the sun sign Libra. When we have next week, the equinox, mm-hmm. is when the sun enters Libra. Libra is the scales of balance. And it's this relationship and it's harmony, but it's also the sign of choosing. So
it's also very social, right?
Yes. And this is everything that we're talking about now is leading up to this whole month of solar ray coming in to inform us, you know, about what we're choosing. And if you think about it, ancient days, tribal situation, this in the Northern Hemisphere, this was the time you were going to be inside. You know, you spent a lot of the year outside trying to get that food happening and yeah. harvesting it and putting it away. And now you're in the second harvest. You're almost done with that. And you're going to spend a long winter inside your house with everyone. So the idea of looking at what is just, what is equal, what is choosing wisely so that harmony can prevail was another survival technique in those days. And we are, you know, in this separated world a lot, mm-hmm. now, especially now, social distanced. But we still need to remember that the focus is going on that choosing how to engage with other. And this period of the retrograde Mars is there for this adventure mm-hmm. of choice. So I think, you know, Adventure in Truth is a really good title because truth is what you need to come to. And personal mm-hmm. desire, when we look at our personal desires, and you looked at that with a group, sounds like a fascinating group, by the way.
Yeah, I'd love to have you come, actually. I'll give you more information about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would love to know, because I think, you know, that's such a perfect way to look in a group situation, to take it out of a realm where some of your personal desires are also based on fears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or
that's a big challenge. It's a big challenge all the way around when we're. I'm fascinated as we look out into the world, even today. You know, yesterday I know there was more information about resurgences all across Europe, where they're talking about closing down countries again. So how interesting that as we move toward this equinox, as the energy is pulling us, this equinox is this equal day, equal night. This is the shift from that summer of explosive energy and fire, and now coming into this time of internalization again. Now we're being guided again to be internal.
Yes.
And all of the energies are pointing in the same direction. And so many of us are saying, oh, but no, that can't be the right direction. That can't be the right direction when every energy is flowing in the same, the message is the same. The energy, you know, and you just so we get so caught up between that, that where our alignment is. You know, when you're aligned to the internal aspect, or when you're aligned to the, you know, whatever it is your alignment is, this is time to assess it. As Shelley was saying, the extraordinary number of decisions that we make and choices that we make that are driven by fear. I was having a conversation with a friend last night who had made a decision to do something based on circumstances, and it was a good decision. It was a positive, forward-moving decision. And their circumstances changed, and we were talking about that decision again. And he was kind of like, well, I guess I need to carry on. And I said, well, the circumstances of your choice have changed. So you have to change the foundation for your choice, because it will no longer be supported by why you chose it to begin with. So you have to come up with a new why. Because otherwise you're not going to succeed in that choice, because it's not based on your current reality. It's based on some fear reality or a different reality. So I bring that up again, layers upon layers. You know, guys, We want to make sure that our alignment is ultimately the key to our success. And these tools and all this information that Shelley is bringing is about finding a new alignment in the context of this energy. And so if you understand the influences, you can begin to make different choices because you understand that it isn't all going in your head. There's literally powerful, incredible energies moving and shifting around us all the time. And in this particular time, it's critical to my way of thinking, critical to me. It may not feel critical to you because you have a different experience of it, but it's critical not in a fear-based way, but in an attentive, engaged way. I want to see change and growth and evolution continue to move in a positive fashion.
Yes. Another thing that came up for me while you were mentioning this is that meditation that you just led earlier, this choosing. You know, somebody told me long ago, and it takes a long time to get to do this because, you know, you have to retrain.
Yes.
But don't, if you're agitated about a decision or a choice, then you don't choose in the agitation.
Exactly.
And one of the things I was taught was, and to focus on breathing and take the choice into the breath and see if you bring it into the belly region or where you're in that sort of area of connecting to the world. If there's expansion or contraction when you exhale and inhale, if you feel that choice is contracting, then it's kind of like getting a no answer.
It's not kind of like. It is getting a no answer. Let's not equivocate. It is getting a no answer because in that moment, you're either moving in the wrong direction, you don't know something you need to know, or you don't have enough information.
Right.
Anyway, it's a no move.
It's getting it from your body. It's bypassing, you know, you were talking about, the wheels that like the hat never gets off the wheel sometime. And, that can help. It does help. It can be done for little small things.
Every day.
Big things.
I will tell you that is the foundation that I exist from.
Okay.
I don't do anything that I don't feel my way into. And I mean anything. I don't care what it is. I mean, maybe going to the bathroom. Maybe one that I don't because my body is compelling me at this point. But honestly, there is nothing whether it's food I'm putting in my body, whether it's activity I'm going to get involved with, I can't tell you that, Shelley and I were talking ahead of the show about the process of publishing a book. And I was sharing that it's been a beautiful, beautiful process because I feel my way into the experience. So while there's all the noise going on about this is the way to publish, this is the path you take. I feel my way into it. And if I find my energy drops, I stop. I don't go there. If I find my energy is engaged and spinning up, then I know there's something there that's going to help me take the next step. But that's to Shelley's point, that feeling into it is all about if your energy drops, there's a reason, pay attention. If your energy lifts, go all in. If your energy lifts, give it all your energy because that's the doorway you're going to go through. Mm-hmm.
So, we know. Yes. On other levels, sometimes the mind is too full of what we were told or what we think we're supposed to think and I'm sure your book covers that quite a bit.
Because it's, again, the evolution of fear is extraordinary. It's actually really revealing when you understand how it evolves in our experience. And there's a quick example I can use about the red ball story, which is a kid playing in his front yard, playing with his red ball, and he's throwing it in the air, and he's catching it, and he's playing and having a good time. And he throws the ball up, and the ball rolls in the street. And he doesn't think about it. He runs out and grabs the ball and gets hit by a car. And the point isn't to make some negative dramatization. The point is the impact that occurs in that moment as a young person, as a child who has no other way to grasp all of this. Over time, you begin to associate things that don't have associations. So going forward, you'll be afraid of things that are red. Going forward, you'll have a judgment about what it is to have fun. You'll create an idea or a belief system that fun is not safe. You'll have a reaction to anything. You'll have a reaction to anything that goes into the street. You'll have an inordinate fear of streets. I'm not saying that that's ultimately what it is, but though that's how the belief systems are built. You have a situation that's emotionally impactful, and you begin to make stories up to make sense of the impact that you don't understand because you're too young to understand it otherwise. And that evolution then becomes the beginning of fear in your own experience that continues to evolve. And then the subconscious wants to build all the evidence. So it's going to use your eyes, ears, nose, touch. It's going to use your interaction with the physical world to give you evidence to support that belief that you created that isn't real. It was just a connecting of dots that never really happened, but it's how you make sense of how it happened. Right. So important stuff.
It's that thing about surviving, you know, and we've had so much energy in the sign of Capricorn. Having only three planets there now is a relief. And Mars and Aries pushing, trying to lift boulders up a mountain, you know. A lot of frustration there too. But, you know, when we get to December, we're going to have a big shift out of, you know, there'll only be one planet left of the slow-moving planets. It's a big one. It's Pluto. But we're going to start focusing in different areas. And one of those areas in Aquarius is the energy. So this is like a good schoolhouse right now for paying attention to what your energy is doing and what it's creating for you and creating in the world, because we have an effect on the world. That's why I really like this idea of this big international group. Because I'm telling people a positive vision is necessary now. Mm-hmm. And it's a very strange concept for people. I had a cousin say to me, and she's older, I'm afraid to be optimistic. That is such a, you know, that's kind of almost a teaching of a whole culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, well, why not be optimistic? And then if there is a disappointment, deal with it then. So like, I mean, a complete like rewiring has to happen there.
Can I add something to that? Because I think that it also in terms of alignment, some people may not be able to get there because of what they're experiencing. And understand that you, in trying to shift from a fearful place to a non-fearful place is a spectrum. And you can't necessarily... you can shift immediately if you have the tools to shift, if you know how to shift your vibration and you know how to step out of that. But if you don't, it tends to be more of a migration. So you're not going to get from absolute fear to joy in one step. You have to get to more neutral. So even if you can migrate to neutral, migrate to observer, migrate to just seeing what it is without reaction, that's the first big step. Because then you can at least not have, you're not contributing to the negative alignment. You're simply being neutral in it until you have greater understanding or clarity that helps you move from. But once you get to neutral, I think you have a better sense that even the negative stuff is as much choice as the positive stuff. It's just challenging when you're in it to realize that you have choice in it.
Exactly.
And when you get more neutral in your emotional experience, you can see that more clearly, which was why you can then, once you get to neutral, you can then go full bore to what you were saying, which is go to optimism, exactly. Because you begin to experience that.
And that's why it's this period of time. It's like a period of time. It's till, you know, November 13th, Mars is retrograde. And so we do have a good long time to do that kind of looking, to get ourselves to that point where you could
Mars
say...
Mars retrograde is until mid-November?
Yes, yeah. November 13th. And then it'll be direct, and it's the first week of January that it goes into Taurus, changes signs. So I feel that we're given these things as, again, you can choose how you use it, but this is a tool now. Yeah. And what you, when you were talking about the even mind is the Libra energy. So it's a perfect time with a Mars retrograde, which is the sun, which is opposite Libra, in opposition to this, and going into the Libra energy to do just what you were saying, Jim, to start the process of learning this.
Yes.
So that once we're through this cycle, we can start to take advantage of the energy cycle of Aquarius and be using it in a different way.
Yeah, and then that Aquarian energy, that influence begins when? Well, that's the
Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in the beginning of December. It's, they call it the Great Conjunction. We could probably have a talk about that.
The great conjunction,
which affects the entire world for a 20-year period. The last one was in 2000, and it was in Taurus. So the collective focus was on money, property,
possessions, owning.
Yeah, so
good to know. And in that Aquarian energy, I know everybody's heard about the age of Aquarius and all of that, I'm sure, in some form or another. But that Aquarian energy is all about that expansion of connection, right? It's about that greater, the greater of us all. That is that bigger end that I'm at a loss for words. That's shocking.
It's the collective. The collective and the good of the collective if we put that energy into that sign. Yes. And that's why we are required.
Yeah.
We have to participate.
We have to participate. Shelly, I want to take just a quick second here. I'm going to put up your, that's your web address, right? That's your
website.
Website.
Yeah.
You know, Shelly, do you do readings as well and all that good stuff?
I've been doing them for over 40 years.
Excellent.
So I do that, and you can contact me through that website. And you can find daily forecasts on Facebook. And the page isn't my name. They wouldn't let me change it. It's Astral Essence, Astralessence.
Is that a website?
That's a Facebook link.
Oh, okay. It's called Astral Essence?
Astralessence. And so you can see that daily forecasts, and I post my weekly forecast podcast. And yeah, I mean, it's getting to be a good time to have a reading because we're changing years, you know, so we can look ahead. And again, as you now know, I'm going to be supporting positive ways of dealing with whatever I see in the chart. It's about growth. Yeah.
And if you haven't experienced Shelly's work, I definitely highly recommend. I love her posts on Facebook. They're always very, very to the point, but they're very uplifting. And the information that she provides just has so much depth that it really resonates and really applies to, and things that you can take and really see how they apply in your world. So avail yourself to Shelly. She's quite a remarkable person and does some great work. So
thank you.
Absolutely. Love having you here. So as we carry on, sorry, I wanted to make sure to get that in so we got a full-on plug.
It's good to have one.
So let's bring this around here. So we were talking about alignment, and we can go to questions and review. So just to sort of broad stroke it, to give, we'll take a big school and bring it back down. So we've got these powerful, powerful aspects going on. There's a lot, then it's hard to detail out every single one of them, but we wanted to broad stroke the energy map for you so that you could see that this time frame is not happenstance. This, what we are experiencing, is not an accident. It is not the result of some large conspiracy that's happening, unless it's the universe conspiring to help humanity transform and evolve. Are there things that aren't working? Absolutely. Are there horrible people out there doing horrible things? Absolutely. Is there a huge negative influence going on? Absolutely. it doesn't mean that it has to be constructed into some other story. So Mars, internal, stimulating us, both positively and negatively. What's our passion? What is stimulating our anger? That's relating to what's happening in the world with these outer planets, Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto coming up and Neptune, all having these powerful influences and authority and how we view the world, how we receive our higher level teachings, or how we resist it because of the illusions. So all of these energies that are there, that if any of us look in our lives, we can see the impact of those energies. We have wildfires burning off half of the country. In the half of the country that there aren't wildfires, there are fires being started by protesters. While there's hurricanes happening, flooding everything in the south, there's a lot going on. None of it requires fear. All of it requires our focus and attention and migrating from that fear-based experience to the opportunity-based experience. If in the end we are being annihilated, you might as well enjoy it while you got it. Okay. So it's like, it does. If that's the be-all, end-all, I think people get into so much fear about restriction of freedom and bondage and all of these horrible ideas of Nazi Germany. And okay, that potential exists all the time. But I'm moved by, I was listening to a reading the other day that really struck me because I'd forgotten to pay attention to the bigger picture, which is the decisions we of humanity have made in the course of the last 10 to 20 years even, where we could have gone in a very dark and negative direction and didn't, where we could be at war right now because of decisions that were made and humanity collectively rose up and said, that's not the solution anymore. That was a huge turning point for humanity in that we chose differently than the last two times or three times that we were at that juncture in this century. We chose not to. So now the forces on the other side of this equation are escalating the negativity and the fear in trying to escalate this process. Don't play. Don't play. Find your alignment. Use this energy and this understanding of this energy and how it relates to your chart, to your energy, to the things that you're experiencing, and realize that it's all in perfection, as are you. So take those steps, let yourself understand this stuff, let yourself take it in, and I hope if nothing else, you get to have a sense of the possibilities that now exist. That's really what I think Shelley and I want here is to say, here, look at all these possibilities that you have, good possibilities that aren't about being in fear. Shelley, how would you like to wrap up our conversation today?
I think you just said it all, you know, know thyself and choose love.
That's how it works. Choose love. Is there anything about this time frame, these next 3 or 4 months, are there any maybe top three things that you would like to encourage or suggest?
Well, I think if you can find a practice like you had suggested, find that quiet time, the disconnect. We're too connected, constantly connected. Mm. And I've even made it a practice to disengage from electronics at a certain time in the evening so that I'm sort of more free from, in stimulating influences of any kind.
Yeah, and, very important.
You know, I use something called Bach Flower Remedies also. I don't know if you know about those, but that's vibrational energy medicine. Yeah. And that can help if you really aren't able to control yourself. I mean, sometimes it just goes off the rails and, you know, we understand that. So the breathing is key. I agree with everything, which is what we always end up finding out.
I love.
So, I mean, just keep looking and keep having that ability to observe and choose to grow, and you'll be fine. I mean, you'll be on the right track, and that's the important thing.
Yep. Find that radar in yourself, follow it. As Shelley was talking earlier, energy up, energy down. This is a tumultuous time and that's not going to change anytime soon. Yeah. Let's get real about it. It's going to be challenging. Right. It doesn't have to be hard. It's going to require a lot of focused attention. It's going to require that internal process. So to the degree that you can allow that is to the degree that you can find peace in the process.
Yes.
Because that's really ultimately where we want to be. When we are watching the divergence of realities and the changing of what our paradigms have been for a very long time. And be patient with yourself. Be patient with those around you. Seek to find the love always. If nothing else, as I was telling you from that story earlier, find that space that all you want is to love just for a moment, because as soon as you go there, it explodes through your field and just runs through the universe in a ripple effect that's extraordinary. And someone somewhere will be impacted by your ripple and find their love. And that's what we need to do. That's what I think our whole purpose is to bring that forward and to share it in the world. And at this time, in this space, with these things, we have such an amazing opportunity to show up. Let's do that, just because it feels good and because it's so satisfying when you do. www.adventuresintruth.com. You can find out about the show. You can find out about the book. You can find out about working with me if you'd like to work with me. I am taking clients again and excited to be working with people and looking forward to the release of the book at the end of the month. Shelley, looking forward to having another conversation with you as we continue to navigate this incredible time. And I so appreciate your information, the depth of your knowledge, the way you share it, and how accessible you are, that people can really learn a lot. So thank you all for being there. I'm talking my face off and the show is coming to an end. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Shelley. Wonderful to see you. See you on the other side.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.